Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
It's a big breaking news day. We've got a lot to get to in the coming hour. Guy Taylor will be here from the Washington Times. Is Russia threatening Trump and the U.S. if we kill the arms treaty? We'll have the latest from him. Bernie Kerik on some law enforcement matters as it relates to the Flynn sentencing. But we start with the bloodbath of the economy.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, I think anybody that has watched the headlines in the last couple of days financially has wondered what is going on. Most certainly, a 1,000-point loss over 2 days is something that lends itself to potential worry and trouble. Will this be temporary? What does it really mean? Is there anything significant happening here? Let's turn to the economist and the writer for the Wall Street Journal, also a Heritage Foundation and advisor to President Trump on economic issues. Once again, Steve Moore, who always makes himself available. We're always so grateful. Steve, pretty scary day. The Drudge headline said, as we went on the air, bloodbath. 1,400 point loss at one point today. It looked like it closed a little better than that. But what do you make of what's gone on the last couple of days? And is it related to the tariff issue with China?
Well, hi, Kevin. But let me just correct you on one thing that you said. You know, you said a bloodbath for the U.S. economy. It's not really a bloodbath. The real economy is doing great. I mean, we got a great jobs number today, 180,000 additional jobs for the month of November. That's a really sensational number.
That's
a very solid number. We are seeing wage gains, construction, manufacturing doing very well. We still have 7 million more jobs than people to fill them. So it's a very strong economy. In fact, the other thing is that corporate earnings have been good as well. You know, and as my buddy Larry Kudlow likes to say, corporate earnings are usually the mother's milk of the stock market.
Right.
But they certainly haven't been the last few weeks. And so you're right. This has been a bloodbath for the stock market. And I think the reason is that what happened was we thought we had a deal with China, a handshake deal on the trade negotiations, and lo and behold, they started backpedaling from it. You can't really trust the government in Beijing. They are not very honest people, and it's really difficult to get them pinned down on an agreement. And that spooked the market. And, you know, my point is, look, I think Trump is eventually going to prevail here. And when he does get these concessions from China to open up their markets to us, like we've opened up our markets to them, I think you're going to see the market go up by 1,500 points. But it's a question of when that's going to happen.
Well, and there's a lot of speculation about not just that aspect of it, but the arrest of this Chinese CFO. Now, I'm not exactly sure how they factor into each other, though, Steve. Illuminate that for us a little bit.
It's just another example that Chinese don't play by the rules. You know,
gotcha.
They just violate international, we've got this, embargo against Iran, and they just basically have
violated,
acted as if it doesn't exist, violated it. And, you know, that's the way it is. I've talked to some of my White House sources over there, and they just say it's really difficult these days to do business with the Chinese and to get them nailed down, because they don't keep their word. So,
well, and
that's
Steve,
what's going on here.
Given that that's the reality, I've got a lot of people, because I've defended the tariffs, and I think that even though I'm generally more of a free market guy, I think that this president uses tariffs, or at least the threat of them, very effectively. I think if you look at the USMCA, I think that the reason we got that deal done to some degree was the threat of not having American markets available for Mexican and Canadian goods and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
But there was I see how he uses his strength and he brings people to the table. But when it comes to the issue with China, the issue of intellectual property consistently is a hang-up. They insist that our people give them all the secret blueprints and details of every product that we want to sell there. Eventually,
that's
all going to cheat us. Will we ever have a straight up deal with China that can be trusted? I guess that's the bigger question.
Well, that's a great question. I wish I knew the answer to that. Right? It's the right question to ask is, you know, whether the Chinese will live by the conditions of any agreement that they come up with. And, you know, I'm one of these old Reagan guys who believes in, you know, what Reagan used to say when he would negotiate with Gorbachev. You trust, but you verify. You have enforcement and you have verification that they're living by the rules. Because, look, the Chinese lied through their teeth. Look what they did under Obama. Obama thought they had a climate change deal with China, that they were going to reduce their carbon emissions. I mean, their carbon emissions are through the roof. They don't have the same Western standards of telling the truth and living by a contract and a treaty. So that, you're right. You're right about that. Look, this is not easy. The point I think Donald Trump has made all along is we're in an abusive relationship with China, and they're the abuser. They abuse us, and we have this chicken signed on us, and we've done nothing about it. And I'm behind Donald Trump all the way on this. I mean, I hate tariffs. I didn't like when he said I'm the tariff man, but you know, you've got to use some kind of punishment against China, or they will not change their behavior. I mean, I've said this many times on your show before, but when they're stealing $400 billion from us in intellectual property, we can't live with that.
No. And if we've lived with it for too long, it's been past administration to administration in the past.
Well, and that's partly because, you know, it was one thing they when they were a $5 trillion economy, but now they're a $12 trillion economy, you know, so they've got to put their big boy pants on and start acting like, a world economic leader, and they have not done that. And you know, it's just, so it's frustrating. You can note the frustration in my voice, and I hear the same frustration in the voice of my sources over at the White House, that it's just a long, laborious project. And, you know, we've got a 90-day reprieve now on the tariffs. But by the way, there's one other part of this story that's not been told, Kevin, and I've mentioned it before on your show, which is these tariffs are really hammering, you know, the Chinese economy. Right. And I don't know how much more of this they're going to be able to take. You know, they're hoping that Trump just caves in here. But, you know, their stock market's down 20%. Ours is down 2% this year. Theirs is down 20%. You know, they've got warehouses and docks and, you know, factories that are filled with merchandise they can't sell right now. And that's with a 10% tariff. Wait until if we don't make progress, think about what happens if a 25% tariff comes on.
But let me ask you this, Stephen, because the challenge has been, and like, they were willing to do business with Iran. They may well be willing to do business with Russia in ways that make us competitively disadvantaged. Mm-hmm. How do we know that just slapping on the bigger tariff keeps us in the game? Like, and I agree, we got to do something, but how do we know that this is the right path?
Well, I don't know what other alternatives we have. You know, when I debate, you know, other, you know, the Obama people and stuff, you know, and they say, well, this isn't the right way to do it. And I'm saying, well, what is the right way to do it?
Right.
I mean, you know, if we're not, we've tried to nurture them along towards freedom, but they're moving away from freedom, not towards freedom, and both in human rights and in abuses of the, you know, the trade arrangements. We made a big mistake many years ago when we allowed China into the World Trade Organization.
Probably.
And, you know, at the time, that was something I was kind of marginally for, but they have not lived up to it. I mean, they have not lived up to any of the agreements. One of the biggest jokes in the world is when China said they were going to complain about America, you know, about the United States to the World Trade Organization. I'm like, wait a minute, they violated every single rule for 15 years, and they're going to complain about us?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and I have to think that we're going to see a bounce back off of the last couple of days.
Because the real economy is strong, number one. Number two, I think, you know, that it's in the economic interest of both the United States and China to get a deal. I mean, look, if they opened up their markets to us, that would be, think of all the things we could sell to them. It would be good for the Chinese consumers, you know, to be able to have access to the kinds of things that we produce that you can't buy over there in China. So it would be a win-win. So you just get the sense that common sense is going to prevail here.
Well, and for the sake of our farmers and our steel workers and our entire industry, national defense to autos, everything else that we need, I'm hoping that's sooner than later. But Stephen, we're always grateful that you take the time out to help us break it down, because I think that just like I errantly, and I did know the difference actually when we, and it was just a sloppy use of words on my part,
but we don't want to
be too discouraged about this, because as you said, everything in the economy points to sound foundations. Now let's just see what we can do to get the markets going again and keep the growth happening. As long as we stay pro-growth, I think we've got good things ahead of us.
I'm with you 100%, my friend.
All right. Read him on Twitter. Watch him on cable news. Read him in the Wall Street Journal. Stephen Moore, always grateful to have you with us. When we come back, Bernard Kerik has some reaction to the issue of General Flynn's sentencing and the memo surrounding it. Kim Strassel also weighing in on that. Guy Taylor will join us in a bit. Russia threatening us over the arms treaty. We'll see where that goes. And Shelley Goldberg with some parenting hacks for us today. All before we're done, stay with us. Kevin McCullough.
You shield my head in the day of battle.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle, the fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, a under God.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on my MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off, two premium pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee, until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Ding dong, ding dong. That is the song with joyful ring of caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Down in the rain while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Pretty clear that he helped with a number of investigations, but it didn't seem he gave up anything on the question of Trump and collusion. In fact, there's a direct reference to his help in a criminal investigation, but we've been told that so far Mueller hasn't found anything criminal on that front.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Kim Strassel, who's one of those three people I said that you needed to be reading on all things related to the collusion probe, because there have only been three reporters, as I've tracked the story over the arc of the entire time, that have told the truth consistently. Byron York, Kim Strassel, and Molly Hemingway. And Kim was on Fox and Friends this morning, and that's what she said. She said, with the Flynn sentencing guidelines and now the memo that's been released to try to understand what went behind it, that it's real clear when Bob Mueller says, oh, he was very cooperative. Well, he wasn't cooperative in what Bob Mueller needed him to be cooperative in. But here to discuss this and a couple of other things is former police commissioner Bernard Carrick, who's also the author of The Grave Above the Grave. It is a page turner. If you have not gotten it yet, you need to get your copy, and would make stellar Christmas gifts. I'm just saying, if you know, especially if you're thinking about those people in your life that love good stories. Bernie, welcome back, and happy holidays to you.
Thanks, Kevin.
So with the Bush funeral and some of the proceedings, a lot of this other stuff has been somewhat ignored. But talk to me a little bit about Mueller's behavior in deciding not to pursue jail time for Michael Flynn.
Well, I think there's two issues. Well, first of all, I think Kim's comments and statements are 100% accurate. And for somebody that's been doing this for a long time and somebody that's been involved in those investigations and targeted by those investigations, there's two things that stand out to me, and I think they haven't been talked about. First and foremost, cooperation doesn't mean you're incriminating anyone or anybody.
Right.
It just doesn't. You cooperated in the investigation. It could have been that you did implicate somebody in a crime the crime theories, the prosecutor's crime theories, or you basically vetted out information that the prosecutors had where it did not implicate anybody. So that's number one. Number two, the reason I'm absolutely confident that Flynn had nothing to do with collusion and nothing to do with incriminating anyone that had anything to do with the investigation is because he's being sentenced on December 18th. They have not stopped his sentencing. He's going to be sentenced, which means they're done with him. If he had incriminated anyone, if he was going to have to testify to back up his story or his cooperation, they would never, ever, ever let him be sentenced prior to that. He would have to be sentenced after.
Right.
So they would hold on to him to guarantee his cooperation in testimony in the criminal trial. That means there's no criminal anything coming out of whatever he talked to them about. And well, I think that's the part that's missing.
And I think that this is frustrating to taxpayers, Commissioner, because here's the problem. There are many people that the more that we've learned of Flynn's supposed crime and his supposed plea bargain and all the rest of it, and he by his own account or by Mueller's own account was more cooperative than, say, Papadopoulos or some of the other guys. There does not seem to be much to it. You know, they got him on one of these bait and switch lying charges where, you know, he didn't have to even tell a lie about what he ended up accused of being lying about, because it would have been completely normal for the incoming position that he was going to take to do exactly what he did. But this so stinks, Commissioner Carrick, because it doesn't appear that he really did anything wrong to begin with. And yet the Mueller probe is still trying to play this like mystery card that they have, be it Manafort, be it or maybe Roger Stone, be it maybe Mr. Cohen, etc. And the more we've looked, the more that we are allowed to know publicly, the less and less substance there is. So is this, in your opinion, having, as you said, been someone that's been involved in investigations but also been targeted by some of these, is it your feeling that we are nearing the end of Bob Mueller's usefulness, and will he, you know, is he getting to the point now that he's got the president's answers that we need to be done with this?
Bob Mueller's usefulness ended about a year ago. When he determined and he knew that there was no collusion. They've known this for over a year, and they've stretched this thing out to no end, and it continues. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. And in money, nobody knows, because we can't get a confirmation, but I would bet that Bob Mueller and Andrew Weissman and all these guys, which I know, they are billing at their billing rates. They have made millions on top of millions of dollars on the American taxpayer for a hoax, for a joke. And that should piss off every taxpayer in the country.
Yeah, it really should. All right, let me shift gears just for a second, Commissioner, because I saw this story yesterday, and I'm so fascinated by technology. As you know, I do a technology segment on Tuesdays, but the police force here in the NYPD are going to adopt X number of drones in 2019 and in 2020 to help do everything from hostage negotiation to targeting criminals, you know, that may be armed without using human assets. Do you like it? Are there things you like about it? Are there some things you don't? What's your reaction to the implementation of drone warfare in the NYPD arsenal?
Well, I think, look, I think it's a benefit to the PD. It's a benefit to the citizens of New York. As long as they're used properly, guidelines are established so they're not abused. Think of it, you know, they can get into areas and see things that other people can't see, that you couldn't get to by using human assets. And as long as they're used in an expectation where people don't, you know, they're not losing their normal privacy, I don't see anything wrong. I think it's a benefit to the city and a benefit to crime reduction. Think of crowd control, New Year's Eve, you know, when you're trying to monitor what's going on in the city, and you have a million people that runs from 41st or 40th Street, 7th Avenue, all the way up to 57th Street. What better technology is there? What better use of technology is there than to oversee that stuff from a drone perspective?
I love the aspect of how it may help us with our anti-terrorism initiatives and other things that we need to do because of the size city we are. Anyway, just wanted to get your thought on that. Commissioner, thank you as always for your analysis and the good work that you always yield for the people of the great United States of America. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Kevin McCullough, get his book, The Grave Above the Graves. It's on sale now and really, really worth checking into. And I think that there'll be some book readers that will be glad to see it in their Christmas stocking this Christmas. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on my MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and
energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's
312-588-9443. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, yet to come on today's big broadcast, we will do the, we'll check in on the Parenting Express. Shelley Goldberg checking in, formerly of New York One, the parenting reporter for them. And she's got a whole host of strategies for how to help mom and dad survive this upcoming dreaded cemetery of the year where the kids are out and we don't know what to do. So we're going to get to that coming up. And then, of course, some final thoughts. Big thanks to Commissioner Carrick for joining us last segment as well. So I was thumbing through, as I am wont to do today, a lot of different news sources this morning. And I ran across a story that I think deserves a lot more attention, and I'm not seeing it get much anywhere. And that's one of the values of Kevin McCullough Radio. We try to make sure you're up to speed on the most important stories each day. Guy Taylor is the national security team leader for the Washington Times. He oversees all of the paper's coverage for the State Department, Pentagon, and intelligence stories. But the headline jumped out at me. Russia lashes out, threatens to target U.S. allies if Trump kills arms treaty. Now, Guy, first of all, welcome, debut time here with Kevin McCullough. But I think a lot of people don't even know that because of the Bush coverage, I don't think a lot of people even know that the president has threatened to kill the arms treaty. So give us the series of events here that has led up to now Putin firing this shot back across the bow.
Sure. Thanks so much, Kevin. Really glad to be on with you. You know, the Putin government is really rankled right now by what Trump is doing here. Basically, this threat or ultimatum that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo laid out while visiting NATO headquarters in Europe at the start of this week on this so-called Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, the INF as it's called. Remember, this treaty goes back to 1987 to Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev. Its goal was to get the U.S. and Russia to agree not to deploy smaller nukes, what are known as tactical nuclear weapons aimed at each other from positions in Eastern and Western Europe. And for a long time, the treaty has worked. The problem is that under Vladimir Putin in Russia, the Russians have been violating the INF. At least that's the argument from actually, first, the Obama administration made this argument tentatively a few years ago, and now the Trump administration and some key NATO allies say that Russia has repeatedly tested and at least internally deployed something called the 9M729 missile system. It's not clear if it's already nuclear armed, but it's certainly capable of being nuclear armed. It's basically a tactical nuke system, and that this is a total violation of the INF treaty. So the Trump administration now says, look, we're tired of calling you out on this. Russia has 60 days to admit it's cheating and promise to stop cheating and prove that it stopped, or Washington is going to just flat out abandon the treaty. And that's really where it gets interesting. What happens if Washington abandons the treaty? Does that mean that the U.S. will start deploying tactical nukes all over Europe pointed at Russia? So far, the administration says no, but how will the Russians respond? So far, and this is what my story is about today, that the general staff chief, Valery Gerasimov, in Moscow, who's a big-time military player close to Putin, he basically suggested that Russia might welcome a breakdown in the treaty and that the U.S. should be warned that Russia could move quickly to deploy tactical nukes pointed at U.S. allies in Western Europe. That means Germany and France, but it also means more sensitive places like Poland, Hungary, Bulgaria, Latvia, Slovenia, all of these NATO allies that are already really wary about Putin's sort of revanchist, expansionist posturing to begin with.
All right, so there's a lot to unpack there. What does the... What does the math really calculate here? I mean, if we say that we're going to shut this down in 60 days, Trump has demonstrated a propensity to do what he says he will do. So he says he's going to break up NAFTA. He broke it up. He says he's going to walk away from the Iran deal. He blew it up. It seems to me that if he says in this case we will do the same, Russia has to be thinking that he's serious about that. They don't honestly think that they can beat us in a second arms race, particularly in regional logistical arms, do they?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Kind of where do we go from here? I think you're absolutely right about anything. You know, critics around the world try to hammer Trump, but Trump actually has a lot of respect. I've seen him in my travels to about 12 countries since he's been in office, that at least people know that if he does say something, whether they agree with it or not, and he threatens something, they know he's actually going to follow through on it. So that's kind of key. You know, but remember...
Well, and Guy, I'm sorry to cut this short, but we're almost out of time. The real problem here, too, is that Obama was very soft, because not only did he see the violations happen, and he sometimes called them out, but he also gave up... other defenses that we had in the regions. And so this is a real problem. Friends, I want you to go read Guy's piece. Russia lashes out, threatens to target U.S. allies if Trump kills the arms treaty. We will be following and watching this story closely. Guy Taylor, thank you so much.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani Herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com. Yeah, I'm sending you a merry New York Christmas and a prayer for peace on earth within our time. She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Thank you for taking us along with you on your Thursday go home. Kevin McCullough, and every Thursday we take the front page of the newspaper and we set it down for just a second and we say, hey, let's get into some other areas that impact our lives. And on Thursdays, we take a look at how to hack parenting. And Shelley, there's Shelley Goldberg is our guest. Shelley, there's this really fearful time that is just around the corner. It has struck fear into the hearts of every mom and dad because they can hardly wait for school to start again. And it's gonna, like, I already sense the beads of sweat and the nervous palms, and there's the, and you know, a lot of maybe stay-at-home moms look at their husbands and they're like, yeah, I don't even want to hear from you because you get to leave and I'm stuck with them. So I sense that there's anxiety and panic and distress in what to do with their time when they're not in school. So, Shelley, this week, help us. How can we navigate that fearful, fearful period of time that's just in front of us?
Oh, Kevin, you're so right. And one of the segments that I did when I was on New York One was a Where to Go, a weekly Where to Go.
Right.
And the reason that I did it is doing a research and having parent groups come in, is that seemed to be one of the big stress areas for parents. Where am I going to go other than the local playground, the local movie? You know, gee, I can't be going back, you know, to the same museum.
Well, and let's be honest here. The playgrounds, they're kind of out for like the next couple of months, right? I mean, we're not going to be spending a ton of time outdoors the colder it gets.
That's true. That's true. But it depends. It depends. But let me first say this. I think you start with resources. Where can parents go to get this information? So a couple of places that everybody goes, and mom and dad, take notes here. There are great websites that will give you just tons of information and help you navigate. Mommy Poppins is fabulous. Big Apple Parents, which is in all the boroughs in Westchester, Connecticut, Long Island, also has a great listing. Time Out for Kids. Another wonderful place where you'll find all kinds of activities of all different price points for families. Ask your friends. Your friends are a great resource. And also, don't think if you go once to, the Museum of Natural History is probably a great one. The Museum of Natural History is a place you can go back 5,000 times.
Right.
So you just explore different things, different floors. There are a million different things to do. If you go to their website before you go, you will know where you're navigating. All right.
Yeah, and I think that's important on a couple of levels, because I think that one of the frustrations for parents is that, like, if they don't feel prepared to do whatever the intended activity is, then they get frustrated when they're there as well. So there's like double frustration. But if you go and research it, look it up, plan it, and then make a plan for while you're on location, there's just immense pressure that's taken off your shoulders.
Excellent. Excellent. And thank you for that, Kevin. Every one of these places has a website. You go to the website, you navigate, you look, you make decisions with your family together. Gee, we're going to go to this exhibit, or gee, they have this, a science movie playing on the third floor. But you actually plan before you go, and you're right, it'll take the stress out of the experience.
Yeah.
And before we get to some of my favorites, let me just share with your audience some things that are going on this weekend.
Okay.
What instrument, Kevin, did you play in high school?
I played a little bit of everything. So,
okay.
You mean like for marching band? I was a trumpet guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there is the 45th. I think this is the 45th year. It's the Merry Tuba, T-U-B-A, Christmas at Rockefeller Center. There's going to be hundreds, literally hundreds of tuba players. This is free for families. 3:30 to 4:30. December 9th, just go to Rock Center, and you will see all these hundreds of tuba players playing Christmas holiday music, and you just sing along. It's joyful, and it's a great way to spend the day with your family. On Sunday the 9th is also the annual Blessing of the Animals, and I think that's at Christ Church in Manhattan. So bring your dog, bring your cat. This is you'll meet other people who adore and love their pets. And you'll get a chance to actually bring them up to the altar for a blessing. In New Jersey, you can swim with Santa Claus at the Westfield Y, the YMCA. Just jump in the pool with Santa, then you'll get photos later with Santa. There's Santa wearing a scuba suit, and he'll be swimming with the sharks and sea turtles and stingrays at Adventure Aquarium, and that's in Camden, New Jersey. For teenagers, up at City College, there's a Christmas carol, but this is called A Christmas Carol in Harlem because it's gospel, hip-hop, R&B, and Ebenezer Scrooge.
All right.
All put together in one. Now, everybody knows about the Bronx Zoo, but did you know that there's zip lining, Kevin, at the Bronx Zoo?
I did not know that.
It's right next door to the Bronx Zoo. They oversee it. They're, I guess, owned and operated by the Bronx Zoo. It's called the Bronx Zoo Treetop Adventure. And you can zip line across the Bronx River, and you can do it in the evening if you want. They put on these huge quick lights, and you can do that late at night. Maybe that's best for teens. They also have rope challenges, easy to difficult, for kids of all ages.
But the main takeaway from today is to research ahead of time, plan your plan, and then take some of the stress off of you. And I hope, moms and dads, that that helps you navigate this very critical juncture of holiday break that's coming up. And Shelley, I know personally I won't be ziplining, and I also won't be scuba diving with Santa. I have no desire to scuba with Santa, not okay. This week for sure.
Okay, but I think the takeaway, Kevin, also is that there are resources.
Yeah. And there's
so
tons. Look at them and get them, and we'll list some of them on the podcast page. Shelley Goldberg, thanks so much. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, KMCfree.com. That's KMCfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. KMCfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. KMCfree.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle. The fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now. And if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, that I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all, just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code KMC. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Hope you're getting in the Christmas spirit. Be ashamed to waste this good bumper music. Anyway, oh, sad times, sad times. I opened up the Drudge Report a second ago. There's a headline there. Eiffel Tower to close in Paris. They're shutting down the Eiffel Tower. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Of course, I just took the bride to Paris right before all these yellow vest anarchists went burning. Like, hey, those of you that are like environmental like wackos in the this is we're talking about in Paris, where they're already like more globally warming minded than anything you see here. And these people are burning cars on the Champs-Élysées. Like, do you think that'll work here? Do you think the carbon credit gas tax would be a great idea to implement in America, where barely 50% of the population even believe that we need to do this? So anyway, yeah, be careful there. It's sad. I guess on Saturday they're expecting a
a group of ruffians to come through. So they're gonna keep the Eiffel Tower closed. Speaking of closing, oh, by the way, the window of opportunity is closing. We're going to give away the landmark gold 1 ounce $20 gold piece very, very soon. Have you registered for your chance to win? If you have not yet done so, go to am970theanswer.com. That's my wonderful flagship station right here in New York City. am970theanswer.com. Click on the Landmark Capital gold banner and register for your chance to win. It was scheduled to be for December the 9th. We may have to delay it by a week because of the health challenges with Mr. Fisher, but he's on the mend and he's getting better. Go while you still have a chance to register for your chance to win nearly a $2,000 gold coin. am970theanswer.com. Now, speaking of windows of opportunities, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, this morning decided to tweet out a most bizarre tweet. She said, "Our future is : female, intersectional, empowered by our belief in one another, and we're just getting started." Well, it's sad to see that a senator who's been in the Senate as long as Kirsten Gillibrand has is just now getting started. But our future? Powered by our belief in one another. Okay, maybe I can marginally go along with that. What the heck is intersectional? Like, I don't want government to intersect with my life as little as possible. And if I don't know you and I don't trust your worldview, I don't necessarily want you intersecting with me either. Like, I'll choose who I intersect with. But our future is female? Really? Haven't we played that out just a touch too long? Come on. Kevin McCullough. See you next time.